Assange's father speaks and councils struggling with costs. Hello, I'm Stephen Clark with the latest from NIRS News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to conspiring to obtain and disclose classified documents in a US court. Mr. Assange faced court on the island of Saipan, a US territory in the Pacific. It's understood he'll be released from custody after pleading guilty to just one count and will be allowed to return home to Australia. His father, John Shipton, told the ABC he's delighted.
I mean, doing cartwheels is a good expression of the joy that one feels. But Julian is returned home, well, about to return home.
Natural disasters are being blamed in part for budget blowouts in local councils across the country. The federal inquiry into the sustainability of local government is wrapping up its final hearings this week. It's heard the amount of money spent on disaster recovery has escalated because every council has been looking to patch roads and repair infrastructure at the same time. President of the Local Government Association of South Australia, Dean Johnson, has told National Radio News it's led to higher prices from contractors.
We know that we're far more efficient. On the ground, we've proven that because we're keeping the same size workforces, we're taxing around the same per capita on all of our ratepayers across the country.
We'll have more after this.
When someone was sharing intimate images without my permission and threatening me online, I didn't know what to do. One of my aunties told me about the online safety laws and helped me report the abuse to esafety.gov.au. The laws help to keep people safe from severe online abuse and help to remove dangerous online content. Go to esafety.gov.au to learn more or to report online abuse. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Endangered seahorses have been released into the wild off Sydney's coast in a program in collaboration with Aboriginal rangers. Divers from Sydney's Institute of Marine Science and Gamay Rangers released 90 endangered white seahorses into the waters of Botany Bay this week. The program is designed to help give the species a boost, as well as raise awareness about conserving their habitat. Senior Gamay Ranger Robert Cooley told the ABC they will be more involved in future seahorse releases.
Oh, look, today is very special. It's the first release into this bay that we've directly guided and led. So identifying the sites, bringing all the different community stakeholders together, all our working groups together.
The Queensland Premier has ordered a review into the operator of a central Queensland power plant where an explosion crippled power supplies 3 years ago. Frank Bonacorso reports.
The Kalaidi Sea power station near Biloela exploded in 2021, resulting in a major power outage affecting nearly 500,000 customers. The station's state-owned operator, CS Energy, previously blamed the explosion on the failure of a battery backup system. A draft report by a forensic engineer has found the company failed to effectively implement its own critical risk program or effective safety practices. It suggested the failure was due to a battery charger which was not fit for purpose.
Overseas, five people have been shot dead by police in Kenya as protesters stormed the country's parliament. Kenyans are protesting a new finance bill which has proposed tax increases. The country's president, William Ruto, has denounced the protests, labelling them treasonous. Former US President Barack Obama's sister Alma was among those tear-gassed by police in Nairobi while taking part in demonstrations. She told CNN young people cannot afford tax increases and need more support from the government.
These young people need a future. They have no jobs. Over 50% of our population who are under 35 have no jobs. We cannot start taxing them when they have no jobs. We're taxing the jobless and we're telling them to take a loan. And then when they start working, they're indebted. It is not right. That is why I'm here.
And finally, firefighters have successfully rescued a man who became trapped in a hole he had dug in his backyard in suburban Perth. Emergency services were called to the home on Tuesday afternoon, where the man in his 40s was found about 3 metres down a hole he'd dug in the backyard. The man was rescued after a complex operation of about 3 hours. And briefly in sport, seven Australian women are through to round two of Wimbledon qualifying. It's the biggest Aussie contingent to reach that stage of qualifying for the prestigious Grand Slam event in 30 years. Three Australian men are also still alive in qualifying. To stay up to date with NIRS news, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, like us on Facebook and visit our website at nirs.org.au. And that's the latest from NIRS.
You know, the flu can be passed around as easily as a footy can. But unlike a footy, when the flu's passed around, it can make some of us mob very sick. and be really dangerous for everyone in our communities. That's why it's good for all us mob to get protected with a free flu vaccination. Talk to your health worker about getting vaccinated today or visit health.gov.au/flu. And let's give flu the boot. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. A big shout out to the NERS team. I also like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black, National Talk Black. Have your say. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's go to Barry Cedric. Where are you from, my brother? And a very good morning, Barry Cedric. Hope you're well, brother. And also all your mob at Yari, too deadly. Good morning.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you call a Kungai, from Yarraba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to divide. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now not a sight. Me you call them Kungai, Kungai from Yarraba, where my people reside. Where you from, my brother? Hey, me you call 'em Kunga.
belongs to our people. Means more than a place to hunt and roam. Reserved for the past and present. Cause it's our Aboriginal spiritual home. But you may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more. You've lived a lie. Say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Hey, me you call a Pungai, from Yarraba where my people reside. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
Janda banapi bamanda, janda bakat janda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Hey world, we about to flood the system with something that gonna bring the cool school back. Where the true school at? Love for music. Okay, blaze on the funk, steady rocking on the bass. Vibe to the system, let the rhythm take its place. Let the masses lose it, island style influence. You are now with trance with the feel good music. Me, Kala Rasta, me gon' make him hat one. Fire in your system, bala jump, Rupa man. Ja Rasta hip hop, blessings, here I come. Pani pan and bang, the blazing one. Captured worlds with the TSI native tongue. I guess like it was said, it is done. And in my moment, let the flow transform it. And make the people in the world dance for it.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
We do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel-good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
We do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel-good music. Okay.
Second verse gon' elevate the set. Make her feel like Demma, he gon' make me do next. Just to get your boogie down. That's what the boogie bout, that's what the kid bout. Vibe away your doubts, and now we in the house. Let you figure out the true meaning of what hip-hop about. A chance to make it out, emancipate your soul. A young blood bringing you lyrics of the old. Respect the music scholars, past peace teachers. Because of you, I am able to vibe here. M to the 10th power, exponential flows. Let my flaming blazing darts penetrate your soul. And take you to a place where the only thing to do is vibe with the ballers and the feel-good music. The heart of what I represent. Music for the peace, love, unity, respect. That's the hook.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
That's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel-good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
That's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel-good music.
The calotrope be written in the verse. Disperse the spread, the this earth, the OVE, gotta love my serenading. One virtue extensively resonating. And that's my word, hit the ticker on its nerve. Forget what you heard, this is something you deserve. So, slap it in your decks, music you expect. To make the people stand up, represent. Get off the bench, get in the game. The coming of a black storm, I'ma make it rain. The positivity rain on empires. You can bet my power still bring the fire. Yep, ain't nothing changed but the flow. Still supersonic, supernova bro. Elevate my plateau, put it on the mad flow. This is super bad bro, ripping up a mad show. Energy I project is living proof. The good music we got, make you move. Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring true school back to the youth. So see what we accomplish with the truth.
Bring the true school back to the youth. And see what we accomplish with the truth. Peace.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
Yo, it's Ricky Rugga. Chilling with my boy Mau Power right now. We we repping for all mankind. Listen, whether you be white, black, Asian, South American, Mexican, African, Middle Eastern, you best believe that we all Australian. One love to the world, yeah.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say yarn ups wrong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Oily is here for your yarn. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, now, $110 million in funding contributed to sick kids by Children's Hospital Foundation over the last decade. Look, fantastic and money well spent. It's an investment, really. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Nick Van Dyke, Director of Impact Programs of Children's Hospital Foundation. On the line, we have Nick. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Nick?
In Brisbane, mate.
Thank you. Fantastic. So, look, we're talking $110 million over the last decade. Money well spent. It's an investment, is it not? And, look, still a lot of work to be done in regarding looking after our children, our future Australians, yes?
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, lots of money's been raised by the very generous community of Queensland, but lots more to do to ensure our kids have got the best care possible for the bright futures that they've all got ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. And tell us some of the activities that has happened in the last 10 years and where this money has been spent.
Yeah, so mate, the Queensland Children's Hospital, we're really lucky in Queensland. We have one of the best children's hospitals in the world in Queensland, ensuring that our Queensland kids have got the best possible care available to them. And us at the Children's Hospital Foundation are really proud to be the partner of the Queensland Children's Hospital. And basically the funds that we raise go into supporting world-class equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, ensuring that they've got the best possible care, world-class research that's trying to find, you know, better cures and better treatments for different illnesses for kids, and then lots of different patient and family support services and clinical services at the hospital to ensure that the whole experience for families and the patients themselves is as positive as possible.
Yeah, right. Nick, we're talking about a big footprint. We're talking about Queensland, a big state.
Yep.
So we're talking about remote communities as well?
Absolutely, yep. So it's the tertiary hospital for all kids in terms of the sickest kids around the state are in this hospital at all times. So it's seeing patients from all across the state, from rural, remote parts of Queensland that all come to Brisbane when their child needs the specialist care that's delivered from the Queensland Children's Hospital.
Yes.
So over 50% of the kids that are admitted to the hospital are from rural and regional parts of Queensland. So it's a very busy hospital supporting from kids from all over.
And how long have you been Director of Impact Programs at Children's Hospital Foundation, Nick?
Oh, mate, I've been with the foundation for 23 years, proudly. Love the organisation, love the cause, love what I do. They're a brilliant group of people that are all dedicated and compassionate, trying to raise money and making life a bit better for those kids that are stuck in hospital. But, yeah, really proud to be in my position and to be part of the foundation.
Well, a big shout-out to you and your team. It is a team effort, and the old saying takes a community to raise a child, doesn't it?
It really does, mate, yep. And like I said, we're really lucky to have this amazing facility in Queensland for all of our kids. And all those kids, you know, deserve the brightest future. So we're trying to be that difference to ensure that kids have got, you know, that future ahead of them.
So family and friends out there want to support, donate. How do they donate?
They can donate via childrens.org.au, is our website. There's lots of information about everything that we fund and all the support we provide to the hospital, and really lots of different methods to donate. Always needing volunteers as well. If there are people that want to donate their time, we've got lots of volunteer programs as well as financial contributions that people could make to making a difference for our kids.
Beautiful. Nick, thank you for the yarn. Look, take care, my friend. We'll yarn
thank
soon,
you, mate.
And all the best, eh?
Take care, hey. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, deadly yarn there. Nick Van Dyke, his name is, Director of Impact Programs at Children's Hospital Foundation. It looked fantastic. $110 million in funding contributed to sick kids by Children's Hospital Foundation over the last decade. And so we're talking about Queensland Children's Hospital has provided critical health care to over 418,000 children and young people from Queensland and Northern New South Wales as well over the past decade. And throughout this time, the hospital has become a cornerstone of paediatric care in the region. So a fantastic team effort. And the last name, yeah, Nick Van Dyke. I went to greet him as Dick Van Dyke the old actor who's still with us, I think 94 odd years old, Nick Van Dyke. And but yeah, big shout out, Nick. I mean, you're following footsteps of a deadly actor. So there it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I remember as a boy, my mama's love and a mama's joy. And I remember a mama's tears. She loved us all and she made us glad. And when times were hard and times were bad, she'd always chase away a fish. And she said, "Hush now, babies, don't you cry. Things look better by and by. Dry your eyes and don't look blue." Keep on smiling, don't feel sad. And there's not much for mom or dad. Cause come what may, there's plenty here for you. When I was only 6 years old, on a winter's night that was so cold, and I could hear a raging storm. She took the blankets from their bed and wrapped them round each one of us instead, and gave us all a kiss. And we were born. And then she said, "Hush now, babies, don't you cry. Things look better by and by. Dry your eyes and don't look blue. Keep on smiling. Said, if there's not much for mom or dad, cause come what may, there's plenty here for you." One time when Christmas came around, she cooked a bird that weighed about 3 pounds. And 7 children had a share. She gave our dad a weary smile, held him close and closed her eyes a while. And she seemed to say a silent prayer. Now, babies, don't you cry. Things look better by and by. Dry your eyes and don't look blue. Just keep on smiling, don't feel sad. There's not much for mom or dad. Come on, babe, there's plenty here for you. Now I'm a man, now I am grown. I've got these lovely children of my own. I remember still said that there's not much for mom or dad. 'Cause come what may, there's plenty here for you. Ah, come what may, there's plenty here.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training, our staff are on call, and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
It's your boy MSP. Ecole. I asked that for worry. Worry belong island Kesemi.
Ecole, take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you. Take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you.
They were the sunny set and the sapuri fly. Where the Uraba whitetails wait to an island breeze. With the sunny set and the sapuri fly. Where the Uraba whitetails wait to an island. I always go remember where I come from. Because I'm island man, I buy you badu man, and you cannot take that away from me. They say home is where your heart is. Oh yes, I believe it. And if I can feel it, yes, I can.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, and I'm going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, morning, mate. I'm battling away.
You are. Well, great.
I'm above ground, you know.
Yeah, above ground. Every day above ground is a good day. Battling, yeah, fighting the good fights. That's what you're doing, Tony? Yes.
Yeah, we've got sort of a days of our lives thing here with the cemetery, and there's a council review underway in the reinstallation of her graves, the crosses there.
And you've picked up the crosses, haven't you, Tony?
No, mate, they're in the council yard.
There's, okay.
They're in the council yard because when we put them in, there's 7 20-kilo bags of cement on the bottom of each one.
Okay, there you go.
There's a lot of cement there. They were permanent because they were put in flooded ground. And
sure. So they were in there pretty sturdy, weren't they? They weren't going to fall down.
They weren't going to fall down, mate, because we were aware that's just at the bottom in a flood area, and that's the only thing. If you buy a grave for her and the one next to her for me, double bed, you expect to have a permanent thing there.
Sure.
If you put a, you know, we can't all afford these. The thing is, mate, I was victimised because I've got another brother-in-law who's put in an aluminium cross, another boilermaker welder, and the precedent was set. And council called me and said they'll go ahead with the review as long as they said as I hadn't put in the three other paperworks to Crime and Corruption Commission, Unfair Competition and the Human Rights, because to me there's a racket going on. If you want to have a grave and want something permanent, you can only have what they say. You don't have any free choice, which tortures me, and that's the position I'm in, mate. I'm strung out. I'm on the rack. It's unbearable, and I'm happy to be you're on live today, and that's just one thing. I'm just waiting.
Sure.
And I'm going to advise the council that they pulled them out at the end of September last year, and I have 12 months to put in the forms to the human rights, and then afterwards it would be difficult. So I'm going to tell the council.
So you're acting now, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're acting now. You've got 12 months to do it, but you're acting now, aren't you?
Well, the 12 months isn't up yet.
Yeah, sure, but you are in the process. You're doing stuff now.
Yeah, I've already done the writing. I pre-prepared the writing, but I'm not doing it because I'm waiting for the council review and I want a favourable response.
Sure.
And I want to tell the council that they need to be back in the ground by the end of August, which is 2 months away. We've got all July and all August, and the review is in there. They need to be back in the ground by the end of August, or the 1st of September. I will send all that paperwork off to those three things.
Yes.
I'm offering the olive branch here.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, he's trying to compromise, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm giving them a way out because this is costing ratepayers a fortune.
Mm.
And I can say we're a national... It's a national disgrace.
Mm.
And... Yeah, you know, I'd like to call for the resignation of the council because we've seen what's happening in council, the state government, the government is sacking, but it's just our, you know, Brett Muller, our Division 1 councillor in Gouldenville.
Mm-hmm.
It's his patch, so it must be his responsibility.
Sure.
You know, yeah, anyway, that's one thing. And the Green Patch camping ground is open and brothers have come back from walkabout and are camping around. There's been a lot of people down there from New Caledonia.
Okay.
And so we've been jamming music with them, and the other day they caught an eel. So we're sitting around the fire night time cooking this big eel and I was sort of strumming guitar while
becoming a social event, which is a nice space to do it in.
Yeah, mate, and... they've got their politics too. There's a lot of problems in New Caledonia at the moment.
Yep.
We've had a large group here and we're worried about the river, you know, because like our councillor and Curtis Pitt out here, we believe they're traitors to Gouldenville, the town.
Mm.
What's happening? I heard the mayor...
Well, we've got a state election coming up, so probably be a good time to reach out to see, to get support, you know. They want your vote or... They can see what you're fighting for. Maybe I'll come to the table and add to your fight.
I think everybody's in fear of talking up, you know, reprisals. A lot of people work for the council, don't want to be involved.
Mm.
But the river's under threat, and I heard that people say that it's an aquifer, they take the water from underground. But the mayor said on the news that the water's going to be sucked out like a straw out of the river on top. Well, it's World Heritage. It's native title upstream.
Mm.
It's wet tropics. It's native title. It's just wrong.
Mm.
So Cairns water security is making the Mulgrave River insecure. It's already at strategically low levels. So while I'm tied up with all this other stuff, I can't try and say save the Mulgrave. We need our river. Because there has to be a better native title where our people can live on up at Goulds Valley one day, and we want the food supply intact with the brim stocks and the fish stocks.
Mm.
And this is going to put the future... It's no good thinking that native title won't come up because the process was all corrupt. And I'm sitting on the evidence, mate. But I'm on my own with this.
Mm.
And I've got to worry about, am I going to be buried next to my missus or not? Is she going to have a permanent marker? Because she deserves one. Everything I've done...
Have you claimed that site? Have you paid for that site, Tony?
Yeah, mate, I've paid for that.
Yep.
And the press has been terrible. I paid for that, and the Cairns Post, we had trouble. The first story, they came out, and they said, oh, and the newspaper said, man in fight for second grave. That's bullshit, mate. I'd paid for that. I was fighting to prepay for my own internment, you know, actual burial.
Mm.
And the press got it wrong. Sure. And the Cairns Post, the second time, they said, I crossed the line. The headline, I didn't cross the line. They crossed the line.
Everyone's got the right to purchase the site, especially near their loved ones.
You're right, mate. This is just a simple cross. It's been occupying my time like that song by Rem. And the other local Cairns news, they wrote crosses in defiance.
Mm.
Well, I didn't know I was defying anything. I just did what the family's always done, put up a cross. It's not the first aluminium crosser. And they pulled them out. And there's all this great way to come. I can't pick them up.
Mm.
If they want to put them back in the ground, they probably might have to cut them off at the base, weld a new bit that goes into the ground on the meter and put them back in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to go back in the ground because this is end of the line, you know. It's like, I need this, I cannot stop, and I'm sort of bound, but I'm not gagged. And thanks for the show, thanks for being there. I know you're a busy man, but this is an important, it's a national disgrace.
Sure. Yep.
It's a national disgrace. The councils are being sacked for rape, mayor in town. And I've just heard today they're on about a detention centre for young people on this side. And Curtis Pitters said, well, he doesn't... ...said before, who can sack Brock Moller? Cairns Council, who he... And the green patch lower reaches to the river. It's destroyed, mate. It's just been wrecked. And we can't go down there and there's... crews down there destroying the river. This is Gouldaville, man, and it's just.
All right, my brother. Got that off your chest, but thanks for your call, and keep in touch, and especially let us know when what happens after with the council's response, my friend.
I'm getting old, mate, for this. I'm 76 tomorrow. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, my brother. Stand strong.
And I'm just fighting for my missus and myself.
I hear you.
We're not separated because there's a curse on people that do that to people. A lot of wedding vows, mate.
Tony Gibbs, thank you, my brother. There we have Tony Gibbs, local regular caller on here on the program National Talk Black. All he is here for your say, 1-800-422-416. You can text my brother as well, 045-714-0550. Yeah, Yanni with the ball. You on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We've got NATO coming up very soon, so give us a call, tell us what celebrations you got coming for this year, 2024. And don't forget the theme, keep the fire burning, black, loud, and proud. There it is.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
Black rock band with beautiful colours, red, black and yellow, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bummer Media, 99.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, Australia Post delivers 500,000 books to First Nations communities and schools across Australia. Since partnering with ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation, in 2020, they've ensured the safe delivery of over 500,000 books to more than 400 remote First Nations communities, giving children and their families access to new culturally appropriate books. Fantastic. Look, we're taking a catch-up yarn with Double B, Ben Bowen, Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO. Ben's on the line. Good morning, Ben. How are you, brother?
Good, yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Ben?
Ben Bowen. I'm the CEO of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation and a Wiradjuri Gandagara man.
All right, fantastic. Beautiful footprint. And congratulations. And a big shout out to Australian Post. It delivers 500,000 books to First Nation communities and schools across Australia. Isn't that fantastic, brother?
Mate, they are incredible for us and we couldn't be doing the work we're doing, getting all these books out without them.
Yeah, no, team effort, fantastic. And so can we talk about books, these books, any First Nation authors or books and storytelling there?
Yeah, a lot of these books are now. So this is part of our book supply program, which has hit this 500,000 number this year. And most of those we look at is we have a goal of over 50% of those books each year should be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander authors or illustrators in there. So lots of our mob are writing these books and getting them out there.
I remember having a yarn to author there of Molly Bin Get Stuck, and fantastic. And that became the 500th book, is that right? That was delivered?
Yeah, that was a lucky one. It's the second part of that story. And, you know, the team were just up there for the book launch in Katherine not long ago, and just outside Katherine, I should say. And they were lucky enough to meet the real Molly, and she's still going on getting bigger and bigger each day.
No, fantastic. It was meant to be, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic. And crew on board, brother. How many crew you got on board there at Indigenous Literacy Foundation? And are they all First Nations staff?
No, we're not all First Nations. We're recruiting all the time. Okay. We've grown, since I took over the organisation, we've gone from 15. We're up to about 32 of us now. And most of the staff, over 50% of them, are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And same for our board now. We've grown our board at the organisation from 6 to 10, and 50% of that is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as well. So, yeah, the organisation's run by community, and our staff are predominantly community, both based in Sydney and out in the communities as well.
So it is a team effort in more ways than one. And how long have you been on board as Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO, Ben?
I think I'm coming up to the third year. In September this year, I'll be celebrating 3 years with the crew, so really privileged to be in the role.
Enjoying that journey, yes?
Absolutely loving it, and it's a privilege to be able to work with our mobs all around Australia as well. So it's hard to get a job where you get to meet all the mob and work with them, so lucky.
Well, it's not a case of Ben Bowen, Ben Get Stuck. Is it?
Yeah.
Good yarning with you, brother.
I'll tell you what, if I crawl under any buses, I reckon I would get stuck today. So.
Hey, all the best to you, my brother. Look, that's fantastic news. Big shout out to Australian Post and big shout out to ILF as well, brother. And you keep smiling. Stay warm. We'll yarn soon, brother.
Yindamara and Yalu to all the mob out there.
To Delhi. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Ben Bowen, his name is. He's the CEO, Indigenous Literacy Foundation. And just talking about the fantastic achievement. Thank you to Australian Post. Delivering 500,000 books to First Nation communities and schools across Australia. And it's so funny, I interviewed the author of the Molybdenum Get Stuck. And as Ben mentioned, alluded to, over 50% of these books are featured in Indigenous authors and illustrators. And I did an interview with the author of Molybdenum Get Stuck. And that became the 500th book that was delivered at Cunnamulla Library in Southwest Regional Queensland and on the school students at Cunnamulla at P12 school. So fantastic. Great effort and a tool in itself. Your daily program here, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob too deadly.
Tropical breeze. The way you look, the way you move, you make my heart sing. Singing ooh la la. Every time I look at you, I can't help you, but I'm falling in love with you. I wanna be with you, girl. Baby girl, you look so fine, shine so bright. I really wanna make you mine. The way you move your body.
Ooh la la.
Baby girl, you look so fine with your big brown eyes and your tropical skin. I wanna be with you, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh la la.
Down the street, I think to myself, how can a woman look so beautiful? Your smile lights up my life, sweet tropical highland girl. Every time I look at you, I can't help it, but I'm falling in love with you. I wanna be with you. Baby girl, you look so fine, shine so bright. I really wanna make you mine. The way you move your body.
Ooh la la.
Baby girl, you look so fine with your big brown eyes and your tropical skin. I wanna be with you.
Yeah, deadly track there. That's Baby Girl, Moses Warrison, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Well, Trendy Trevor signs off for today's program, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team and stay on board for the news. And let's go to Natasha Aldridge, because of her we can. Old theme, back for the NAIDOC theme. Couple of years ago, to Delhi. Big shout out, Natasha.
We want to pay tribute to all the women across this land.
We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today.
Sky so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always